What does a cross mean to you? What does the cross mean to you? In a spelling test, a tick means that you have got it right, but a cross means that something is wrong. On a birthday card, a little cross denotes a kiss, a way of saying that someone loves someone else. When you go to vote, a cross means that someone has chosen someone else. And when you are doing sums, a cross means that something is about to be added or multiplied. Let's now meditate on the cross of Jesus, the cross on which Jesus was crucified. What does that cross mean to you? Let's listen to the narrative as recorded in Luke's Gospel.
Luke chapter 23, verses 26 to 56. As the soldiers led him away, they seized Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way in from the country, and put a cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus.
A large number of people followed him, including women who mourned and wailed for him.
Jesus turned and said to them, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children, for the time will come when you'll say, 'Blessed are the childless women, the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.'
For if people do these things when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry?"
Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left.
Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots.
The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one."
The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine, vinegar, and said, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself."
There was a written notice above him, which read, "This is the king of the Jews."
One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us."
But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong."
Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
Jesus answered him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise."
It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon, for the sun stopped shining, and the temple of the curtain was torn in two.
Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last.
The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man." When all the people who had gathered to witness this sight saw what took place, they beat their breasts and went away. But all those who knew him, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things.
Now there was a man named Joseph, a member of the council, a good and upright man, who had not consented to their decision and action. He came from the Judean town of Arimathea, and he himself was waiting for the kingdom of God.
Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen cloth, and placed it in a tomb cut in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. It was preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin.
The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. Then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes, but they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment.
What does the cross of Jesus mean to you? The cross on which Jesus was crucified. What does it communicate? What does it really mean? In a spelling test, a cross shows us that something is wrong. Now, you may have tried your best to get it right. You may have put in a lot of effort. You may have tried to learn the right way to spell the word. But a cross alongside the word still means that something is wrong. Some words may be really long and really difficult, and you might get lots of letters wrong. Other words may seem a lot easier, and maybe you only get one letter wrong. But that cross against the word still means that something is wrong. And really, whether you consider it to be a big, huge, massive mistake, or only a tiny, weeny, little mistake, I think most honest teachers would say a mistake is still a mistake. In a spelling test, a cross shows us that something is wrong. And when we look at the cross of Jesus, that cross also shows us that something is wrong. The Bible tells us that everyone has sinned and no one can live up to God's standards. And when we look at our own lives, whether we consider ourselves to have made big, huge, massive mistakes, or whether we try and deceive ourselves that we have only made tiny, weeny, little mistakes, we need to be honest and admit a mistake is still a mistake. There is no such thing as a small sin. All sin is sin. And the Bible tells us that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All of us need to admit to God that we are sinners. That includes you. That includes me. We have all sinned. On a birthday card, a little cross denotes a kiss, a way of saying that someone loves someone else. And when we look at the huge and ugly cross of Jesus, that crude chunk of wood, that tree trunk on which Jesus was bound and crucified, that cross is God's way of saying, I love you. Jesus said himself, about himself, God so loved the world, the world, and you can hear that word there, love. God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And we saw that just now when we read Jesus' reply to the criminal on the cross next to him. This is what Jesus said. Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. If you have never understood it before, please understand it now. Jesus on the cross was God's way of proving that he loves you. Yes, even you and me. When people go to vote, a cross means that someone has chosen someone else. And here's an interesting question for you. Did Jesus ever vote? Did Jesus ever have to vote? What do you think? Yes or no? Let me tell you, yes, yes, yes. When Jesus was in the wilderness and Satan came to tempt him, Jesus had to vote. And he had to vote to do his Father's will. The devil took Jesus to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. On that occasion, Jesus voted to worship God. He could have voted for fame and fortune, but instead he voted to worship God. And when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he again had to vote. What would he choose? Would he vote for the easy way out? Or would he vote to go to the cross in order to pay for our sin? In the Bible, it says that Jesus fell to the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour might pass from him. Abba, Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. Jesus voted to do the will of his Father. Jesus voted to go to the cross in our place. And now we have to go to the vote too. Are you voting to follow Jesus? Or are you voting for some other God. In John's Gospel we read, Jesus came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Tragically, my friends, his own did not receive him. His own did not vote for him. And yet, to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. To those who received him, to those who believed in him, to those who voted for him with their life, he gave the right to become children of God. When we are doing sums, a cross means that something is about to be added or multiplied. And this is an integral part of the gospel message too. Jesus is calling people who have been born again to get out there and share this good news with other people. To see people added to the kingdom of God. To see the church of Jesus multiply. Jesus took bad people like us, he made them into his disciples, and then he sent them out to make more disciples. Disciples are people who have accepted God's forgiveness for all the wrong things they have done. Disciples are people who have received God's love and started to love him in return. Disciples are people who understand that Jesus voted to offer them salvation by going to the cross in their place. Disciples are also people who have voted for Jesus in return. And disciples are people who are sent out into all the world to make more disciples. And that, my friends, that is what the cross means.